This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been sharing on the subject he calls rendezvous. Yesterday, he shared that a rendezvous is an appointment with God. Today, he talks about God's appointment with Jesus at his birth.
Some of us, we are struggling where we are. Why? Because the place where God has commanded that you should be sustained, they are waiting for you with food. But you are struggling because you are in the wrong place, location. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. Now listen, I'm going to my next point now. The second point is that because of this principle, God makes a rendezvous with his people. Rendezvous. The title of my sermon this morning is Rendezvous. It's a French word which has been adapted into English. What does rendezvous mean? It means to arrange to meet somebody at a specific place and at a specific time. So it's to arrange a meeting. When I say let's rendezvous and meet at on the run. Let's rendezvous at on the run at 4 p.m. It means we are meeting there at that particular place and at that particular time for a meeting. It means I'm meeting you there. Because of this principle, God makes a rendezvous with his people. He sets different meeting times with his people at different locations. What we need to do as Christians is that we must develop spiritually to be able to know when God is calling a meeting and when we should appear at certain places. May you be found at the right place at the right time. Because of that, God makes a rendezvous with his people. That is, throughout the scriptures, he arranges to meet his people and to bless them at certain locations. When Jesus was born, at his birth, he was wrongly placed. He was living in a city called Nazareth. They were going to give birth to him in Nazareth. But it was the wrong place. God had made the rendezvous with him in another city called Bethlehem. That was where God was going to bless him and meet him in Bethlehem. The three wise men were holding gold waiting for him. In Bethlehem, here he was, in Nazareth, wrong place, about to be born in Nazareth. Meanwhile, your gold is in Bethlehem. Simon, the prophet, was waiting in a church in Bethlehem to impart unto him blessings, wisdom, and anointing. But the child was wrongly placed in Galilee. Anna, the prophetess, who had been fasting and praying to see Jesus to release a blessing and had been fasting and praying for many years, at least 50 years she had been fasting and praying in the temple to impart unto Jesus, was waiting for him in the temple in Bethlehem. But there he was in Galilee. The angels were waiting with their harps and their pianos and their guitars to welcome him with songs in Bethlehem. There he was in Galilee. Wrong placement. God had chosen the place. The place was Bethlehem. But you know something about God. When God makes a rendezvous with you and wants to meet you at the place of blessing, sometimes he will create natural circumstances and pressures that will force you to go to the place where he has an appointment with you. Augustus had an idea. He said, let me tax everybody. This idea was not just an ordinary idea. The Holy Spirit put that thought in his mind. Why? To push Jesus from Galilee to Bethlehem, his place of destiny, where all the blessings were supposed to receive were waiting for him. God uses natural events to shape our destiny. Joseph and Mary, it was a big inconvenience. It was expensive. There was even no room to sleep. They had to sleep with animals. It was a difficult journey, inconvenient journey. They thought that Caesar Augustus was just collecting taxes and worrying them. What they didn't know was that the grace and the plan of God was at work. That pressure pushed them from Galilee into Bethlehem. That was the rendezvous. Prophecy was waiting for them. Let me tell you something. When you are working with God, you must learn to trust God. Sometimes the things that look inconvenient, it is working for your good. Sometimes the financial loss that you are going through, that you think somebody is taxing you, it is working for your good. Sometimes the travel that you have to travel and the stress that you have to go through, you see it as a nuisance, but it is working for your good. Sometimes the pain you have to go through, the hardships and the journey that you have to undertake that you think that is working against you is actually working for your good. One thing we must learn as Christians is the big lesson we carry from this story is that truly all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. All things. I don't think they were excited to be paying taxes, but it was working for their good. I don't think they were excited to have no rooms, but it was working for their good. When we are working with God, we must learn to trust God. When we trust God, we surrender our lives to him. Good things may come. Bad things may come. Things we want to do will happen to us. Things that we don't want to do will also happen to us. Losses will come. Victories will come. But all mixed together is pushing you to your Bethlehem, where your silver, your gold, your destiny, your anointing is waiting for you. Throughout the story, I don't see anything in that journey that made it a pleasurable journey. Everything seemed to be hard and difficult. But the fact that something is hard and difficult does not mean God is not behind it. God can be behind hard and difficult things. So, the lesson that we get from this story is that everything seemed natural. Everything seemed as if it was the government or the president who had just issued a decree. But God was using all those things to further his cause and bring Jesus into a place of blessings. Sometimes maybe somebody has disappointed you. Maybe somebody has duped you. Maybe something you were expecting never happened. Maybe you are going through difficult times. I want to encourage you that this story tells us to trust in God, because all things work together for our good. Push your neighbor, say, my neighbor, trust him. Your boyfriend may have left, but trust him. You may have miscarried a baby, but trust him. You may have lost your job, but trust him. Your party may have lost, but trust him. You You may be having difficulties in your office, but trust him. You may be unemployed, but trust him. You may have to pay some big money, but still, trust him. God used all these circumstances to make a rendezvous with Jesus. And when he got to the right rendezvous, oh, the wise men were waiting for him.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week for another powerful message.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. Our Facebook page, Kekobaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekobaden, and for existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabading. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabaden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.